Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation for Comprehensive Counseling Center, PC. These are the progress note and initial evaluation. Date of evaluation for all these patients is January 17th, 2022. All these patients was seen via doxy, and patient has consented for telehealth appointment. So please always dictate during the progress note. So I'm doing the first, these are almost 14 dictation. The first patient is in Florence Reyes, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E-R-A-Y-O-S. Her date of birth is 8-11-1962. Her telephone number is 248-238-7952. Patient was seen via telehealth via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Florence was seen for follow-up. She has been undergoing a lot of stress due to recent surgery on her left breast, undergone total mastectomy, history of chronic kidney disease, and anemia and other problem. She described that her primary care physician has started on hormonal therapy, and also ordered her lab workup, including EKG. I discussed with her that it is a good idea. At least she should get information about her health. She denies any depression, sadness, mood swings, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, wanted to know about drug interaction. I further explain that she has to tell her primary care doctor before she take all this hormonal therapy. To which she agreed. She has been compliant with the treatment. She is living with her parents, who father has dementia, mother has been providing care. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was present, the speech was clear, thought was organized. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. There was no involuntary movement. Patient was counseled, educated about the medications, and encouraged for the compliance, to which she has been agreed. It was also encouraged that she should send me the laboratory profile so I can review further for the assessment of any side effect. Assessment of schizoaffective disorder, status post left breast mastectomy, chronic kidney disease, plan continual olanzapine 10 mg daily, trileptal 300 mg at bedtime, Zoloft 100 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. Patient was requested to fax the labs to my office, to which she agreed. End of dictation. Next evaluation is a initial evaluation. Her name is Rosemary Ayers, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y-Y-A-T-E-S. Her date of birth is 10-9-1950. Her telephone number is 586-731-0776, 586-876-7700. Identification data. Rosemary is a 71-year-old single Caucasian female living by herself and has been taking care of herself. She was recently discharged from Exxon St. John Hospital at Maras after being treated for 2 weeks from November before Thanksgiving until day for Christmas, and she was given Depakote and Mira Tizipam, MIRTAZAPINE, 30 milligrams daily. She does not know who was the physician, but record indicate that Dr. Mehta, and her Depakote was 500 milligram, 200 milligram, 250 milligram twice a day, and Meratinipam was 30 milligrams daily. She was also given Nystatin, Timolol, and Restasis. Patient described that her medication is filled by Dr. Kako, CACCO, and she has a therapist, Dr. Natalie, NATALIE, a psychologist at 586-461-2111. Patient described that she does not remember what has happened, but she has a nervous breakdown which was psychotic in nature. She was admitted at Beaumont Hospital. From there, she was transferred to Exelson Hospital at Muras. It was considered that she might have a mild stroke, for which she will be going to MRI scan. She denies any hallucination or any paranoid illusion, denies any mood swings, denies any suicidal, homicidal behavior, denies any vegetative or neurovegetative symptoms of depression, denies any anxiety, denies any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness, denies any crying spells. Sometimes she gets sad because of the situation, but she never had any problem with the sleep, in falling and maintaining sleep, never had any panic attack. Sometimes she gets foggy when she gets up in the morning. She described that she has made one suicide attempt when her mother died in 1976. And she was diagnosed as a bipolar disorder, and she has been taking Depakote for a long time, but it is helping her. Her father is also deceased. She has a brother and two sisters. Brother is 1.5 years younger to her, and sister is 1 to 2 years older. She lived by herself and has been taking care of her. Review of the information which are obtained from her therapist indicate that patient has ongoing sciatica, swelling of the ankle, she is allergic to Abilify and Seroquel, her primary care physician is Dr. Anthony Kako, CSCCO, 248-852-5355. Patient described she was discharged. Past psychiatric history, positive for one psychiatric admission recently from Exelson. Hospital in Moraz, where she spent for 14 days and discharged on December 6th. She was told that she was overdosed, but she denies any such issues or the problem. Patient was quite pleasant during the course of evaluation. Her social history, she denies any use of alcohol or drugs. Medical history, positive for sciatica and pain. She has been following with Anthony Kako. Her current medication, she is on Depakote 250 mg twice a day and Mirazapine, MIRATAZAPINE, 30 mg daily. She does not have any issue as she gets the prescription from her primary care doctor. Her personal history, she was born in Michigan, in Detroit, completed 12 years of education in master degree in Barber. She worked at MSU Center in Troy in food department, and from there she was retired. Her relationship with the family, her brothers and sisters, is usual and have no issues and the problem. On mental examination, Rosemary presented as a tall Caucasian female, 5 feet 8 inches in height, 135 pounds in weight. She was alert, oriented to date, month and year. She was appropriate, attentive, cooperative, denies any features of depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any problem with sleep, appetite, any mood changes, denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, plan, or any attempt. She was alert and oriented, time 3. She was able to give her date of birth, able to give the date, month and year, name the president. Her attention span was fair. She can repeat 69123 forward and backward. She can recall 3 objects in 1 minute and 5 minutes. Her immediate memory was fair, recall was fair, able to name objects for commands. Her general fund of knowledge is fair. She appears to be of average intelligence. She denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. She describes she never heard any voices and doesn't believe that she has any symptoms of psychosis or any problem, but she does not know. She can do simple addition, but having some difficulty in multiplication. She claims that she takes care of activity of daily living, but she was told not to drive. Her formal present judgment seems to be fair. She denies an involuntary movement. She has told that she has been having seizure for a long time, and for that she was taking Depakote. Diagnostic impression, XS1, bipolar mood disorder by history, XS2 differ, XS3 history of seizures, sciatica, XS4 psychosocial issue, other issues. The reason is unclear for her current hospitalization, but she denies any suicidal ideation plan or any attempt. XS 555, prognosis fair to guarded recommendation. She claimed that she feels groggy and sloppy in the morning, which maybe she believed could be the medication. I further discuss that it is hard for me to tell her until I say her laboratory profile and the blood workup. For the trial basis, she can always cut down the dose of mirtazapine to 15 mg daily. That may help her to assess whether it was because of the medication. Patient agreed with the plan. She will continue seeing her therapist and follow her PCP. I further discussed that if she wants, she can make another appointment in 2 to 4 weeks for with the laboratory profile, so I can further discuss about her ongoing problem. I also like to get a feedback from her therapist, whom she has been seen for many years. which is just a support to indicate prognosis guarded.